It was the red meat loyal Republicans wanted to hear from their top-of-the-ticket nominee, Greg Abbott, pinning a scarlet letter of sorts on opponent Wendy Davis as he branded her with a capital L for liberal.
Liberal elites from the East Coast to the West Coast have fawned over and financed my opponent to try to remake Texas in their image.
Abbott claimed Davis would restrict gun rights and has supported the Environmental Protection Agency, which he's sued many times as Attorney General. Abbott put his own spin on the abortion filibuster that rocketed Davis to national fame. Davis has said she was fighting for women's access to health care. Abbott framed it differently.
She stood for 13 hours to advocate for abortion, even after 5 months of pregnancy. Of all things, she then said she was pro-life.
After attempting to shred Davis, Abbott then turned to his blueprint for governing Texas.
My blueprint limits the size of government. My plan is going to set real spending limits in the Constitution itself.
He didn't say how, but promised to reduce property taxes, build roads without taxes, fees, or tolls, and make education the cornerstone of his administration by giving local districts more control.
My plan returns genuine local control to schools by allowing schools to opt out of mandates from Austin, Texas.
Abbott also gave a nod to the all-important Hispanic vote by saying his wife, whose mother is from Mexico, would be the first Hispanic First Lady of Texas.
Juntos somos una familia. Together, we are one family.
Delegates who lined up for photos with Abbott after his speech said they liked what they heard. Jean and Gus Ferris are from Kingwood.
Well, he supports our education and supports our teachers.
I like his comments on being in charge of the policies in Texas, moving the education responsibilities to local, not only out of Washington, but out of Austin as well.
Abbott will get a lot harsher treatment in 3 weeks. That's when Wendy Davis headlines the state Democratic convention in Dallas and takes her turn skewering Abbott as she tries to energize her supporters. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.